producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. That's the Tom Chenault Show on an unbelievable Saturday, the day after Christmas. I hope you're all unbelievably grateful as to your life right now. And today's show is going to be about your life, about loved ones' lives, around everything. It's not going to be on home-based business, maybe a smidgen. It's going to be about recovering. It's going to be about recovery. It's going to be about you being the best you and fighting through whatever odds you could possibly have in your life in order to hit that mark. I have got a couple of people in studio with me, one of them former mayor of Longmont, Colorado, Brian Baum, a daily listener to the Five. So I booted Marianne off the microphone to put Brian Baum on because he's such a big fan of Bob. And we've also got Dominic Chiani, who is just an interesting kid, man. He's got, can I tell him?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is his 60-day birthday. He is in a 90-day rehab program for opiates and live-in. And I told him about Bob, and he said, I really, really would like to listen to that show. And I figured I'd just throw him on a microphone and see if he had any input in a while. But my co-host on the show is John Milton Fogg. Everybody knows him, the greatest networker, who was a partner of the co-author of Bob's great book, I Should Be Dead. And his name was John David Mann. So I want to bring in John Milton Fogg first, recently returned from Iran, and just talk to him for a second about life, love, the pursuit of happiness, and maybe he will also talk about his anonymity in an unbelievable club so many of us belong to. Hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you?
Happy day after, Tom.
Thanks, John. What's going on? You excited enough about today's show?
I'm not sure about excited, but I am delighted to be here.
Good, tremendous answer, as usual. And
more than you want to know, as usual.
Tell me what's going on post-Iran. You went there. You had an unbelievable experience over there. You saw the world is smaller, and the thirst for home-based business over in Iran and for this 12-step program you're so involved in. I mean, the world is basically the same wherever we go. It's just people, right?
Yeah, and it's got its wrinkles. I mean, and Iran is more wrinkled than most in terms of being different. It's, the whole Muslim culture is a very different deal. I mean, Iran is a dry country. You've encountered a dry county, but a dry country? So, yeah, people do drink alcohol in the quietness of their own home. But it's not sanctioned. And the whole business of women over there and network marketing over there, it's extraordinary what they face that we don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And all right, so you're going back. You're pumped about it. You think it's someplace that, I mean, it's kind of become your life mission to write more books.
They need help, and they started out badly. They started out with some pyramid schemes that took them to the cleaners, them, the people of Iran and the government, that took them to the cleaners to the tune of billions. Billions. And so one of the things is they have a desire and a need to recover from that and get on the right track. Because a whole lot of the people who are leaders, that was their first experience and their formative experience. And you may think it's arrogance or stupidity or some lovely cocktail of both, but I just want to get some people in front of them who do it right, who are clean, who are all about relationships and the conversation and values and integrity, and give them, you know, 4, 5, 6 doses of that, and then let them do what they want. But it's just, I am on a mission to give them those kinds of people, and you know that's what I've been doing for 30 years.
And next Saturday, we're going to dedicate our entire show to what John's talking about. But John's known me for 16 years. He hasn't had much use for me for 11 of those years. But for almost 4 years now, he's actually been one of my partners in life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. So, John, I'm going to let you talk about that, and then I want you to slide into our tremendous guest, Bob Beckel. And all of you, I've got it all over Facebook, got it all over everywhere. If you don't buy this book, I Should Be Dead, for the alcoholic or drug addict in your family, I'm coming over to your house. So go to Amazon, buy it right now. Either read it yourself or give it to that one person, because every one of us have one of those guys living around our life. But John, what happened to you? And then go ahead and bring in Bob.
What happened to me? Help me out here. With
4 years, almost 4 years ago, John.
Oh,
and for the last 4 years.
By the grace of God, I had actually 4 years ago, Christmas, I had a disastrous Christmas.
Perfect.
I brought my mom, who was then 90, just about 90, and my wife's parents, who are Russian-speaking from Lithuania. I brought everybody together for the Christmas holidays and proceeded to be drunk the entire time. I made an absolute horrific mess of our Christmas holiday 4 years ago. And that was the real-world pivot point. I didn't straighten up then, but I think, Tom, that's when it really got lodged in my being that if I didn't stop drinking, I didn't know what my bottom was going to look like, but it was going to be worse than my imagination could possibly come up with, and I'm a writer. So in March, the week of March 20-something, for some inexplicable reason, and I'd love to hear from Bob Beckel what his inexplicable reason is, and it's from you. How did it happen that I made the decision to stop? I'm clear about the grace of God. As we say in our fellowship, God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. I'm clear about that. But wasn't there some progression? Weren't there some steps? Didn't a couple of things had to go clunk to get me to the point where I said, that's it? And on my little girl's 6th birthday, Anais, my youngest, I had my last drink, which was supposed to be the greatest wine in the world, and it ended up being some mediocre red. I've regretted that ever since. I haven't had a drink in 3.5 years, and you know what my trip to Iran was like. I told you I was mentally and physically exhausted, and literally I had gone out of my mind. Two things I really have not experienced before. I went crazy. Not alcoholic crazy, just my head didn't work. One night in my hotel room in Tehran, at the end, I'd lost my voice. I was absolutely exhausted. And I think that situation changed me forever, but that's not the deal. Anyway, I loved your question to me after it took you 2 weeks to get to me, because I just holed up in my cave trying to recover from that thing. And you said, I only have one question for you. Did your sobriety date change?
That was all I cared about.
Well,
and if there's
and
a place,
you know,
that you could have that happen,
day, no matter what, I never have a thought of drinking. I just do not have that thought. How did that happen? Is there something that, some formula that occurred that I can understand and give to other people? to help them do that too? Because I don't have a clue, Tom.
Well, I'm telling you, we're going to learn it. And everybody needs to buy this book during the break. I told John that for this first segment here, I wanted to talk about Iran a little bit. I wanted to talk about his sobriety. Because if there was ever a guy that we wanted to meet that has been an major, major influence on a profession, it's John Milton Fogg in the network marketing world. And the world of Bob Beckel and where he has accomplished things in the world of sobriety is the same way. He's written this book. You have got to buy it. It's an order. It is fantastic. It's raw. He is so straight. He confesses to everything that I still haven't confessed to with my sponsor. Bob Beckel, how are you, man?
Well, I'm fine. It's nice talking to you all. John, I'm glad you made it back safely. I tell you, there's no one answer to what makes us stop, except that, you know, there's an old line in the program that says you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. In my case, I had the topic of my book, I Should Have Been Dead, is appropriate. I've been shot. I've been spent. I've been in two car wrecks where everybody else died, but I didn't. And more Barbara calls than I can remember. And, after a while, those things start to build up on you. And there's one or two things that happen. In your case, that Christmas. I mean, when I was a kid, my old man was a drunk, and he used to come home and fall into the Christmas tree every Christmas. And I promised myself, by the way, when I got out of my own, that I'd have Christmas the way I wanted to have it and decorate the way I wanted to do it, which I've done ever since. But I've been sober now for almost 15 years, and I tried to start getting sober in 1986, the first time I went into an AA meeting. And, I lasted a couple of years, and then I fell off, and then I lasted a year, and I fell off, 6 months fell off. And it wasn't until I think when I was down at a biker bar in Southern Maryland. I was done January 19th, 2001, and I was loaded as usual, and I was trying to pick this woman up at a bar, and I turned around, I just felt something behind me, and I turned around, and there was a guy with a .45 caliber stuck right by face, and he pulled the trigger. Now, fortunately, he had not chambered the bullet. Somebody grabbed him from behind, the second shot went off and put a 3-foot hole in the ceiling. And I got thrown out of the parking lot. Just before I passed out, I said, God, I don't know if you exist, but if you do, that's the last drink I'll ever have. And it was. Now, it may have been that event. It may have been accumulation events. But at some point, you hit a bottom where you're either going to get well, and you're going to get faith, and you're going to believe in a higher power, or you're not. And if you don't,
we got to take a quick. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bob. We got to take a fast break. It'll be quick, a couple minutes. Go buy the book during the break. I Should Be Dead.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. We've got Dominic Chiani, Mayor Brian Bob, John Milton Fogg, and Bob Beckel on here. And we're talking about Bob's unbelievable book, I Should Be Dead, My Life Surviving Politics, TV, and Addiction. And I am telling you, I was a stockbroker. I was an airplane salesman. I thought I was in the toughest business in the world. Everybody drinks to sober up in. I am telling you, politics. Brian, you were the mayor. I mean, you were in politics at a very low level. Yeah. But it is a lot of tall tales and a lot of doing everything you need to do in order to get the job as the mayor or whatever, right?
Well, to a certain degree, I think that's the one thing that I really have respected about Bob Beckel. When he was on The Five and when he was on Fox News, and I watched him quite a bit, is that I enjoyed your honesty, Bob. You were from the heart, and you could see it a mile away, and you didn't pull punches. You told things the way you really believed them, and, you know, you can respect somebody who does that. Somebody who just does party line stuff, and you can tell it, then you can't. I don't really respect it. I don't think anybody really does. But the reason why Bob was so effective and was so good on The Five is because he was real.
What do you think about that, Bob? I mean, I think you got punched in the face a few times because you were so real, right?
I was outnumbered 4-1 every day. But I appreciate that, Mayor. I think that one of the things lacking in politics right now is, I mean, Trump has sort of grabbed hold of a little bit of this. Not that I have any use for Trump, but I will say this: he's grabbed hold of something that people want to hear, which is straight talk out of politicians, and I don't think that they're hearing it at all. It's getting more and more canned all the time. People are afraid to say things that they believe, and I think if these politicians would wake up and realize if they said it like it was, what they believe, even if it was unpopular, people would respect it a lot more. As it is, they tend to listen to it and say, "Ah, it's the same old lie I've heard over and over again." So, I'm not, and by the way, drinking and politics are head to head. You can't be around politics for too long. You're not being around some pretty heavy drinkers. So, but for me, it's never been a problem since I got sober. I mean, I don't even think about it. Like John said, I have not given a thought to having a drink. On occasion, I've had a thought to having some drugs, but very rarely. But, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote this book was I wanted people to understand that if I could get out of it, you could get out of it. It's given the background I had and the kinds of things I found myself doing, many of which I'm not at all proud of, but I wanted to get it out because I think secrets are a very dangerous thing, and they'll eat away at you. And if you don't tell it like it is, if you don't put it out, I remember my publisher saying, "You really want this stuff on the street?" And I said, "Sure, I do, because it's what's true." And they checked it all out, thought it was in fact all true. And you know, near the end, I had to go into a terrible back operation this last March, and 10.5 hours on the table, and they gave me opiates for pain relief. And being an alcoholic and being an addict, I could feel the onset of the addiction coming, which is now probably the most dangerous addiction in the country, opioids. And you know, like it's leading to heroin use. Heroin used to be just a ghetto drug, and now it's all over the place. New Hampshire is suffering from it terribly, and that's why it's gotten into the body politic a little bit. People are talking about it, president, candidates. But it is, it's outrageous that they're able to sell things like Percocet and Oxycontin, which are basically, heroin. And when people can't afford to get Percocet or heroin or Oxycontin, and they can't buy it on the street, which is going for $50 a hit now, they'll turn to heroin. And that's why heroin use is way up. And last year we set a record for the number of people who died of overdoses from pain pills and heroin, which was somewhere in the neighborhood of 47,000, more than died in car crashes. So we've got an epidemic on our hands. We've got to deal.
Bob,
have you tried the heroin?
I got a question for you. Your book is remarkably honest, really above and beyond most anything I've ever read, even AA alcoholic memoirs. But honesty has not been with you your whole life. What happened? What changed?
Well, I mean, I found out that, you know, I came from a very abusive family, and I was beat up on a regular basis by my father. But I learned how to survive, you know. And one of the things you do when you come out of households like that, you know, people think that you're a lost cause when you come out of that, but it's not true because a lot of people are surviving. You learn how to talk fast, you learn how to cut deals, you learn how to lie on occasion, and it's the perfect training to be a politician, I might add. I learned to lie early on, and, you know, lying kept away the demons of the past, because I can recreate myself. But eventually, if you don't turn and face the demons, they're going to catch up with you, and you're going to
Okay, remember that answer. Bob, we got to take another break. I love these radio shows with real commercials. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having a great, great Saturday afternoon. I am so happy. This show is exactly what I'm all about. That is recovery and putting people in contact with people that can help their loved ones get sober. It's a national epidemic. Those poor people that are down in Miami right now on 1380 The Biz, I want to really thank you for joining as an affiliate this week. And I know you thought you were signing on to a home-based business radio show, but we have actually taken one step away from that this week only. And we're talking to the great Bob Beckel and John Milton Fogg, the greatest networker, about something that we all have in common, which is recovery. And it is so close to my heart.
heart that it is actually closer to my heart and my soul and who I am as a human being than even home-based business. My life goes like this, sobriety above even my marriage or in especially my business or anything like that. I have to have it that way. So when I got a chance to read Bob's book, I Should Be Dead, and bought that book on obviously hardcover and then on Kindle and then on Audible, I just said the world's got to hear this. So I called Bob and asked him to dial in. And John Milton Fogg was asking a very important question about dishonesty. And Bob had an answer going. John, would you recap the question, recap his answer so far, and let's finish that. It was cool.
Well, I asked Bob about his book is so incredibly honest and candid.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You know, just wide open heart. And coming from the political background he came from, coming from the growing up that he came from, dishonesty's not his middle name. And I asked him, when did that happen? When did you get honest? What was the process?
Well, John, it's a good question, and the answer is one for everybody who's addicted, and that is that honesty is absolutely essential ingredient in getting clean. And I did when I got sober. And I look back at my life, and I look back at the things that I did. I was highly successful, but addiction took me down, and I was addicted to alcohol and cocaine, and it was just ripping my life apart. And the only way to really get sober and to stay sober is to tell the truth and to be honest. You know, we all have those secrets that we have in the back of our head. We compartmentalize them. Well, secrets can corrode your mind, and dishonesty corrodes your mind. And eventually, if you're going to get well, if you're going to, at least when I say get well, you don't ever recover from this disease, by the way. It is, it's continual, it is progressive, and the only way that you can forestall the consequences of it, which are death, is that you have to stay sober one day at a time. And, you know, I wrote in this book that I should have been dead many times because alcohol and drugs took me to some places that were unbelievable. And it was some reason that God kept me around, and I have to think it's because he wants me to work with alcoholics and addicts. But, you know, for me, every day is a free one, and it wouldn't have been had I not got sober. And so I consider why my code is that there's no such thing as a bad day. And for me, there's not. And it's, you know, I try to get out of my own mind because that's where dishonesty does most of the work, and I have an expression I use: it's when you're in your own mind, you're behind enemy lines, and your mind will take you to strange places, particularly if you're an addict, alcoholic who's not going to meetings or not attending to their program. And Tom, as you said, keep you at first, keep your sobriety first, because without sobriety, none of the rest of it happens. I mean, your family could go away so fast you can't believe it. I do intervention. I'm a trained interventionist, and there's nothing sadder than seeing that, I can tell you. But, you know, one alcoholic and one addict, Hazelton has done a calculation, affects negatively 75 people. Now, more so their immediate family, obviously, but gone down the circle. And you'll find that people are negatively affected by an alcoholic or an addict, which is why they get more and more isolated. They tend to hang out with other alcoholics and addicts. You know, I call it the dark world. I lived in the dark world for a long time. By day, I was in the light world. When I was at the White House, the State Department, I lived in the light world. But at night, I would take off to the dark world because those are people I understood. Everybody was a con artist. Everybody had a lie. But you knew that. And there was one thing going in, because you knew it, you weren't going to get caught. And for the most part, that worked for me. But eventually, you can't live that way. I mean, you can't live a lie. You can't live a con. And it will catch up with you. The fellow that's there who's on 60 days with opiate rehab, I can guarantee you that if you don't stay away from opioids and heroin, it is going to kill you. It flat out will kill you. It'll take years off your life. And you're not alone. The country is rampant with people who are addicted to this stuff. I mean, I remember being at Betty Ford, the pain management clinic, and seeing people come in who have just had operations that have never been addicted to anything in their lives, alcohol, cigarettes, everything. And they came in addicted to Oxycontin or Percocets. And, you know, it only takes 8 days before you can begin to develop an addiction, and they're very tough to get rid of, which is why...
Kill this kid.
Huh?
It's ripped this kid's head off. He's gone through... And I got to be real honest here. Dominic's my stepson, so he's 23 years. Yeah, he's 23 years old. He is a rock star. Heroin and alcohol and everything in between has taken this kid to a level that is unbelievable. He's been through 6 treatment facilities. And have you read Cope Moyer's book Broken ever, Bob?
Yes, I have.
You know, thank God for that book and your book. And I actually like the honesty of your book better. But what was great about Cope is he went through so many treatment centers just like you have. And it's going to take what it's going to take. And we never give up. And Dominic, I mean, you think right now at 60 days, when we had breakfast this morning, you were talking about this crazy addiction that you've got. And that you finally might have a perspective of it. Do you think you're finally done?
I can tell you one thing, that if you see me at a strip club a year from now with cocaine and a stripper, then don't be surprised. But if you see me tomorrow at a strip club with cocaine in my nose and heroin in my arm, then be very surprised. Because if I'm working how I'm working today, I can almost guarantee that I'm going to be doing well tomorrow.
Yeah, so you stay in the program and stay close to the work, right?
Yeah, that's going back to that whole
thing. Hey, Dominic, I'll make a deal with you. and you can get my number from your dad. You're not going to drink the drug today, but go ahead tomorrow. If you want to shoot up, go ahead. But before you do it, here's the deal. Before you do it, you got to call me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The idea, when you stop to think about it, young guy, you're 23, the idea of not drinking or drugging for the rest of your life is something that's almost intolerable because there's too much pressure out there.
It's unbearable.
Exactly. So don't think about it that way. The way you think about it, get through today and get through tomorrow. And eventually there'll be enough days starting together and you'll have enough of a life without heroin or without cocaine. And I've used both. You'll realize that you can actually live a pretty good life. You're going to be joyous, happy, and free. And that's my experience, Strength and Hope, I'm sharing with you. I would never have imagined not having some kind of, drug in me. And now I can't imagine having one in me. So it does happen. But it takes a day at a time. It does not take rejection full. That's a dangerous place to be. You need to stay in this moment.
Did I hear your daughter's at the University of Colorado?
Yes, she is, huh?
20 minutes away from here.
Oh, is that right?
So you give her my number too, you maniac. And if the water ever gets deep for her up there, we're here to help just like that. Is that a deal?
That's a deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah, good God, that's great news. Dominic lives in Boulder. Dom?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, I mean, with CU, a lot of colleges are starting to do it recently, but they're starting the CRC program, actually recovery programs based at the colleges and stuff, and now CU has sober living and everything. I mean, it's really cool how much, you know, people are, it's becoming less of a stigma and more public knowledge these days. Very cool.
Do I have to move to be part of this club?
You're too old for doing that. Supposed to be,
Well, listen, I'm in Virginia. You're in Maryland. That's not bad.
No, that's right. You're right about that. But I go to speak to a lot of those college universities, those clubs. I'm really taken with how it's changed. You know, it used to be on college campuses, you just were confronted with it everywhere you went. But now they have sober dorms. They have AA and NA meetings on campus. I mean, it really is moving in the right direction in that sense. But there still is, the biggest demographic of people who are getting addicted to opiates and to heroin are white males and females, mostly males, 45 to 55. And that is because a lot of them got through operations or other things that they've had these pain pills that work. But, you know, the FDA, in its unbelievable stupidity, approved the use of OxyContin for kids 11 to 17. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. But I've joined a group called the Pain-Free Kids in California. I'm on the board there. We're working very hard to try to show that you can get through pain without having to take these things. And a lot of people have pain. It goes on. It's called chronic pain. It goes on for a long time, for the rest of your life. And you think that you can't get over it. Well, most of it's based on childhood trauma of one kind or another, or stress, and you can get over it.
So these parents, moms and dads with no money that have 16, 17-year-old kids hooked on this heroin and this alcohol, I mean, Obamacare, is anything really a resource for these parents that are trying to figure out what the hell to do with these little kids that are now aliens to them because they got completely thrown up? I mean, it's sickening what's going on with this heroin. What would you say to those parents that are trying to figure this out? Get them to treatment no matter what, Bob? What's your answer there?
Well, my answer is treatment is expensive generally, and it's not covered by insurance anymore, very much of it anyway. But one of the things I would say to them is that they are trying to get that person fixed, their kid fixed. It's not going to work. In fact, it's going to push them away even further. The only thing that works is an alcoholic talking to another alcoholic, an addict talking to another addict. And that's why I would encourage them very much to encourage their kids to go to AA or NABs. They're everywhere. And for them, for parents who are just ripping their hair out because they don't know how to deal with it, there's something that's called Al-Anon. And Al-Anon's
the greatest. We live it. I live it, Al-Anon, because of Dominic. It's the greatest thing going. We'll be back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, here we go. We're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is John Milton Fogg, Brian Baum, and Dominic Gianni. We're with Bob Beckel, and what a day. Everybody, I've gotten so many texts about this Michael Botticelli that was on 60 Minutes this weekend, and people wanting to know if you thought that guy was for real. Is he the right guy for the job? What do you think about him, Bob?
I didn't see it, so I can't tell you.
I guess the guy's got the wheels on as far.
There is something you can tell us about. You've already, your book is fascinating, not just because of your story, but the insight and what I took as gospel truth into famous people, these presidents and people of power that we've known. I want to hear Bob Beckel's take on the truth about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Well, you know, both of those people have unique personalities, to say the least. But, you know, I've discovered that many people in politics are survivors. They come out of abusive families. You go anything from Newt Gingrich to Ted Kennedy to Bill Clinton to Hillary Clinton. And I think that they've become the consummate politicians because they know how to talk well or they know how to deal well. The problem is that I think that in both cases, they haven't turned around and faced their demons, so they need to do that. Hillary Clinton's been under attack from the day she entered public life, and so she's on the defensive all the time. And she tends to stretch things away a bit. And Donald Trump thinks that the way you get elected is to be say anything you want, whatever you want to say it, and abuse whoever you want to abuse. Well, as somebody said, you're not going to bully your way to the White House. But look, I'm amazed at the choice we have on both sides. It seems to me the country could do better, but apparently not. And it just may be time for somebody, not Trump, but for a citizen politician to rise up and run for office, for the office of presidency, because I just don't think, I mean, I've been around Washington for 35 years. I've never seen it so stalemate as it is now. And it's not getting any better. And the quality of politicians is getting worse. A lot of them just buy their way in. They made a fortune during the hedge fund operators and others. And you don't see any of the great names anymore. You don't see the Everett Dirksons or the Russell Longs or people that, you know, were big personalities who cared about their country, even though I may not have agreed with them philosophically. But you don't see that much anymore. And you see people working from Tuesday to Thursday. They go home and raise money. Do you know the average senator today, if you look at what it costs to do a campaign for the Senate, has to raise $5,000 every single day for the 6 years they're in office to be competitive. That's how much Senate races cost. And when I started out in business, it was much less than that. And House races you can do for $100,000. Now you spend $1 million on them. So money is so corrosive in politics, and special interests are so demanding that, you know, they talk about trying to undo the tax code. You know, every one of those tax breaks has got a constituent. You don't think they're going to walk away easily. Of course they're not. It's going to take a lot of courage to do it. That's something that I'm afraid is fairly lacking in Washington right now.
So, Bob, would you run? If we drafted you, if we set up a petition and we went after you, would you say yes?
Not on your life.
We knew that. Well,
I've been asked to run for office in the House of Connecticut forever, and I'm sure glad I went to the other side of politics because that's not my deal. The other thing is I'd be so honest that it would drive people crazy. But I don't know how to answer things now without being straight. I mean, I try to be a little civil about it. I mean, if some lady shows me her grandson's picture and says, "Isn't that a handsome child?" But my inclination is to say, "That's the ugliest child I've ever seen." But I don't do that because that's going to hurt somebody. I don't want to hurt somebody. But on the other hand, if people ask me about my own party, the Democratic Party, I don't pull any punches. That it's got a lot of problems that it needs to be dealt with. Like God knows, the Republicans have a lot of problems. But right now, for me, my sobriety is based daily on my spiritual condition. And if I'm there, everything else is going to work out. I've had a rough year. I had a bad back operation. I couldn't walk. I almost lost my left leg. I couldn't stay on the 5 because I couldn't sit for an hour. I mean, there are a lot of things that happened to me this year, but, you know, God has a way of working this stuff out for you. And there's a reason for it. And something good will come along. I'm not sure what, but it'll happen. But if I'm not there, if I'm not sober, if I'm not taking care of my side of the street, not worrying about other people's side of the street, if I'm not letting go and letting God, that I'm in a bad place. And I'm going to drink again. And I don't have another drug left to be or another drug. I mean, if I go out, I'll never come back. I know that. And so that's a big encouragement not to do that. But, you know, I used to wake up every day, look out my window and my front of my car, see if there's any blood up, because I wonder whether I hit anybody. You know, I've been in blackouts. I was in a blackout on Today Show, the old Today Show. With Katie Kirk. I mean, I don't remember the thing I said, except apparently it was okay. So, you know, it's things like that that I don't want to live that again. You know, I've been there and done that. And I don't want to be in the
I think, and I think your life, I, you know, if there was ever, if you do believe in God like you say you do, you know, the cool thing about it is you have been getting a doctorate in drunk all your life and didn't know it. And God's plan for you is to go out and spread the word of recovery. And we're here to help you do it. And it starts with buying Bob's book, I Should Be Dead by Bob Beck. Go buy the book right now. I'm going to plug in with this guy at a level you've never seen before to fight heroin for my friend Clark Anderson up in Milwaukee, to John Milton Fox kids, to everybody's kids. We'll see you all.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.